We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last two words of Mem Vav Amud Beis. We learned in our Mishnah that someone says Bazu Ubazu Bazu, when he gives Kedushin, gives a bunch of dates, says this one, this one, this one. The halacha is that Yeshar Vid Bakula Mekadeshas. If Lav, it's not Mekadeshas. But then the Gemara said, according to one man the Amar, that when it says Hoysa Achelas, what it means is that if you eat it as you're getting those dates, you're eating them. So the halacha is Achiye ba'achas, which means the last one has to be worth Shav Pruta. But if the first one, you can't use the first one to mistarif, and also the first one doesn't count because you ate it already. It turns into milva. That's what Rav Ami learned pshat in the Mishnah, last case of the Mishnah. Talk to Gemara. Amar Rava, loyshan ol the amalah bazu bazu bazu. This halacha that if you eat it, then it's not mitzdarf to the pruta. It's only if you say bazu bazu bazu. Aval amalah be'elu. But if he said eskachi be'elu, then you hand her five tomorrow, and as you give it to her, she eats each one. Afilu achelas nami mekadeshes. When she's eating, it's not halva. She's eating. That's hers already. And Rashi explains that. By bazu bazu like gamri kedushin, you didn't finish the kedushin. Like niknu la ad nesina achroina, she gemar diburai. That's the end. Vekva ha'yur sharis milva. That's milva. But here, from it's no halvad. It's finished already. It's already the dibur is finished. Be'elu is finished. Kedushin is finished. Therefore, she's eating her own tamarim that came for kedushin. Zok the gemara tanya kavasei the rava. Bring a raya to rava from a brisa. This brisa will have three parts. And then we'll show how, since it breaks into three parts, that there's a chilek between bezu 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 and ve'elu. Zok de brisa, skachli ba'aloin berimayin ve'egos. He says, I want to mekadosh you with an acorn or a pomegranate or a nut. Oish amala skachli ve'elu, or he says to her, be mekadosh to me ve'elu. Im yesh bekulam shavapruto mekadoshas. If in all of them it's mitzdar, if yesh bekulam shavapruto mekadoshas, from lav ain't mekadoshas. It means you can mitzdar for all of them. If between all of them it's worth a shavapruto, it's mekadoshas, not mekadoshas. Bezu, 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 yesh bekulam shavapruto mekadoshas. Same halach as by zu, bezu, bezu. You have to why split it up, but there's a reason for it. So the first case is he said ba'eloyin ba'rimayin ba'egoyis or elu. It says it's mitzdar for shavapruto. Same thing, bezu, bezu, bezu. Yesh bekulam shavapruto mekadoshas. From lav ain't mekadoshas. What happens? Bezu not lost of achlasa. He says, "Skatchi bezu." She takes it, eats it. Bezu not lost of achlasa. Mekash bezu, and she is saying, "Not." He said the word bezu, and then she eats it. Vay bezu, vay bezu. Ain a mekadeshas. Adchi ba'achas mem shavapruta. Unless one of them is worth shavapruta. Ad kan the brisa. Zog the gemara. First of all, the first line in the brisa. Hi be'eloin be'rimoin ube'egoiz. Heichidon. What's the case? Ilay mit amalah. If he said to her. Oibe Eloin, Oibe Rimain, Oibe Egois, that either one of these three are Mekadeshes, Oi, he says, or, Mies Bakul and Shavrutu Kadeshes, are they all Mitzdarif? Vaha Oiko Amar, he said, either or, he said, either the Eloin or the Rimain of the Egois. So, how can you say all Mitzdarif? It's three separate things. The Elo means, you said, Hiskashli Ba Eloin, Rimain, Egois, and you gave it to her. Hainu Bazu Bazu Bazu. If you give it to one at a time, so I know it's the exact same case, bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. So therefore, it should be included in, it is this next case. It shouldn't be two different cases. Ela, lav, da'amala, ba'elu. He said, ba'elu. He said, skachli, ba'elu, which means he skachli, ba'elu, rima, agas, and he gave it to her. Ha'mutani, seifa, oisham, skachli, ba'elu, mechal, derech, la, ba'elu, skin, it's not talking about ba'elu. So I'm a prushik, I'm a farish. It's explaining. Eskashi be'elam rima egoiz. Kate said, what was the case? Gurm eskashi be'elu. Not that you said be'elam rima egoiz. You had in your hand the acorn, the pomegranate, and the nut. And he said, here, makashi be'elu. So the halacha is that it's mukadeshah. It's the omat starif. The omat starif shavruta is mukadeshah. Lavin mukadeshah. And then you have the second case, which says bazu, bazu, bazu. Also the same thing. And then it says the seifa. If she eats it, then you have to have that one of them is worth Shavu Pruta, which according to Rami means the last one. But the first case, it's separate. It doesn't say this chilek of eating it. So what's the chilek? So we have here three parts of the Mishnah. The first of the Brisa. The first part of the Brisa is talking about Elu. Second one is Bazu Bazu Bazu. And then after that, it says, Hoysa Echeles. It's not mitzdarif. So hoisachel is daf going on the second case, not the first case. It breaks it up, two cases. It breaks up a elu and says mekadeshes. It's mitzdarif lavin mekadeshes. The next case is bazu bazu. Why is it split it up? Because it wants to say hoisachel is only going on the second case of bazu, not going on the first case. So what's the riot? It's a riot to Rava's halacha. Shema minokal hechad armi la be'elu. If you say be'elu, kiko achla menav shok achla, eating your own thing, and therefore it's still mitzdarif. Shema Minom. So this braisa is a raya to Rava. Now, let us remind ourselves of a machlekes that we had before, that we mentioned a little bit when we started the shir, is machlekes Rav Ami and Rav and Shmuel had to learn the Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says, Hoysa Echeles, one at a time, and Yeshva Achas Vam Shah Pruta. So Rav Ami said it means Bachreina, because when you eat it, it turns into Hava. So it means then you have to have the last one's worth of Shah Pruta. But Rav and Shmuel learned a little different. Rav and Shmuel learned that this line is going back on the Reisha, that the Reisha is talking about we had Eskashi with Tamar Azu, Eskashi with Azu, in a case where there's no Tziruf, there's separate things. So there it says that you have to have in one of them Shava Pruta. And if you eat it, so what's the Chiddush? So the Chiddush was that even though you ate it and the Hano was so geshmak, you still need a Shava Pruta. That's how they learned this part. So it means Haisa Echelos is not going on Bazu, but Bazu is going on the Reisha. That's how it happens if you're Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says that this braisa stims good like Rav Ami. It's almost the first like Rav Ami. Honich lemandu amar asefe koyim. The fear of Ami that in our Mishnah hoysa echeles is going on the seifa on bazu bazu bazu, and it's go and omai achi ba'achas bam shalpruta. What does it mean until one of them are worth shalpruta? Achi ba'achroino shalpruta until the last one's worth shalpruta. Hachinami here also in this braisa you learn the same way. Achi ba'achroino shalpruta. Elo Rav Shmuel. The Ami Tavayu Areisha Koyi. Both of you, Rav Shmuel, that holds that it's going back on the Reisha. Dama Tavayu means both Rav and Shmuel say it's going back on Reisha. Va'echeles etzrichle, and Chiddush is Echeles. So how do you learn it over here? Here is not a case of Eskashi B'tomorrow Zub, Eskashi B'tomorrow Zub. Both these cases, B'zub, 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 and even Be'elu, everything, all these cases over here are all Mitzirif cases. And it says on that, Hoysa Echeles. So here, So what's Mar's kasha? So here it's saying that here he's saying achi ba'achas mehem, and according to Rav and Shmuel, we'll learn like Tosis read. Let's say first, according to Rav and Shmuel, achi ba'achas mehem means either one's worth shav pruta. And if we're talking about a klal, if we're talking about a klal, the first one doesn't count. The first one shav pruta. Why? Because halva. If you eat the first one, it's a milveh. It's a mikarish milveh. When you have bazu 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 bazu, and you eat it, you can't even if you need the last one to be a shav pruta. You can't use the first one because it's halva. So if you're Shmuel and Rav Shmuel, how did you learn this case? So you could have learned also achi ba'achreina. No, he didn't want to learn like that. He didn't want to learn the Mishnah like that. Obviously, he holds that's doichik. How did you learn over here? That's one way to learn. Lefi Tosfos that we spoke at last time, that Rav Shmuel even arguing the halacha on that, they hold that it's not even avot, it's matana, therefore it should be mikudeshes, the kash is even more. That it is mitzdarif when you eat it. So stamza it's a pella. It is mitzdarif when you eat it. It's not even true to salakha, because talking about a case here of vizu, vizu, vizu. That's the most kash. So Rav Shmuel, domatva, reishikai, they both say it's going to reisha, vechel strich, lehocha, kloli, chosha, pragli, chosha. You're talking about a klal, you're not talking about a prat. So what's Hoysachel is talking about? You can't tie Hoysachel is going back on a case of a skashi with tomorrow zoo, his skashi with tomorrow zoo. We don't have that case in this price at all. And for the Gemara, the few Rav Shmuel have learned this last case, this last part of this brisa is a Numan Diomar. It's a Numan Diomar. Hamani Rebbe, he, the Omar, Lishna Kazayis, Kazayis, Lishna Kazayis, Vik Kazayis Pratava. Rebbe's Mechadish regarding a Machshavas Pigel that if you say, Meshechting Amnas, Lecha Kazayis Lamacha, Kazayis Bechutz, since he said the word Kazayis again, it's considered two separate Machshavas. And the nafkamina is the Gabi Rav Yehuda holds you go wash the losh rishon and it's pigel. It's considered two different machshavas. Only if you say I'll eat a kazayis lemacha or velechotz bechotz, then it's one thing. But if you say kazayis lemacha kazayis bechotz, it's considered separate. It's called a prata. And according to Rabbi, bazu 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 also considered a prata. It's also considered a prata. And what the sefer is saying like this. Both Rashi say the same thing. That this sefer that says bazu natlos of achlosoi bazu natlos of achlosoi. It's a different Tana, and he holds that each one has to be worth a Shava Pruta by itself. You know why? Because it's separate Diburim. They're not Mitztarif at all, the Diburim, because Kazayis is to Diburim. And you don't have to eat it. Eating is Lav Davka. Rashi says, V'tono Echelos V'udim L'manachas. Tosfos says that V'tono Echelos V'udim Shava Pruta V'udim L'manachas. If you put it down, you don't even eat it. Either way, each one has to be Shava Pruta, because It is considered separate diburei kedushin, and the chiddush is of Echeles is that even though you're eating it and it's bekarav aniyasa and you have a lot of nos, still you need each one to be with shavu pruta. That means you cannot use tziruf because according to Rabbi, bazu bazu bazu, is always considered separate diburim, and they can't be mitzarev. So coming to the third part of the brisa is a new mandiyama. It's the mandiyama Rebbe in Maseches Zvachim. Al kaponim ad kan the sugya of klali uprati. Now we go into a new sugya, mekadosh milva. This sugya it really spans two blot, but most of them are just rayas. If it's machlekes, a mekadosh milva is machlekes or not. Zok to Gemara, Omar Rav. Hamakadesh b'milva ainu mekadeshas. It means you give a isha halva, you give her $1,000 halva, you come back the next day, you say, you know what, keep it for kedushin. The halach is not mekadeshas. Why? Milva lo hitzah nitno. Because milva is lo hitzah. Now, what does that mean? So, well, let's say it wouldn't be lo hitzah. So then, then it would be a kedushin. What does milva lo hitzah mean? So Rashi explains, very interesting pshat, Rashi's milva lo hitzah means that you would think that when I give someone a halva, he has to keep it in an investment. And this way, it multiplies the money, but the kara and the principal is always there, I get it back. But you can't use a milva for your rent or for your food, because there the money's gone. And that's a milva lav lo hitzah. Now milva lo hitzah is, no, I can use it whenever I want. So that's what makes it yours. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos Rit says, this is rochak min hadas, this pshat, and he says a little different. That if you have milva lo hitzah, like Tosfos Rit, even before you start using it, it's your money. Once I give you the hava, it's your money. My money's gone, even though you didn't use it yet. That's a milva lo hitzah in a minute. It's automatically to be used, and it's not like your money. The minute it leaves your hands, it goes into the loiva's hands, not your money anymore. That's a milva lo hitzah. And either way, whatever milva lo hitzah in a means, either Rashi or if you Tosfos Rit, either way, it can be mekadeshes, because you're not giving her anything. She already had, that's her money already. Your money's gone. Your money's lo hitzah. Your money's gone, and therefore, you cannot do kedushin with that. That's Rav's halacha. Name it ketanoi. Look, my mitzvah is the name. Hamekadosh milva milva ainu mekadeshes. V'yashem mekadeshes. The first Rabbi says mechlekes. If mekadosh milva one, then it says ainu mekadeshes, and one money is mekadeshes. My lav halkemefki. Maybe this is the mechlekes. The marasava milva lo hitzonit no. One man the amar is milva lo hitzonit no, and therefore it's not mekadeshes. Or marasava milva lav lo hitzonit no, and therefore it is mekadeshes. Freit the Gemara. How can you say we're talking about a regular classic halva here? V'tizbara, ima seifa, v'shavim, they both, man diyamar agree, b'mecher, shezeh kona. You can buy something with this halva. Sefreit de gemari, amrit milva lo hitzonitna, if you hold, that's milva lo hitzonitna for that man diyamar, but my koni, if we're talking about a regular halva that was lo hitzah, and he holds enim kadesh because lo hitzah, so how can you make a kinyan with that? You're not giving him anything. There's no moyes kinyan there. So, very simple. You lent the guy $1,000. Lent the guy $1,000, and the guy says, and you give him $1,000. So the malva then comes in and says, you know, you have a bike there, you know, the $1,000 bike. Yeah, keep the money. The bike's mine. Is that a kinyan or not? It says, yeah, everyone agrees it's a kinyan. What do you mean? I didn't give him anything. $1,000 is his. He owes me money, but I didn't give him anything. And it says it's kinyan. So if we're talking about regular halva here, we have problems here. So I'm Rav Nachman. So we had a kasha rav, it's mechlekes tanoim. The Gemara says, I'll prove you it's not really mechlekes tanoim, because it's look at the sefer. The sefer says it works by mecher. So what's pshat? Rav Nachman, huna chavre mukalav amili ochri. Welcome by Eskinon, the case over here of mekash milv was not a classic halva. The case was, gunsh omar law, he told her, hiskashli b'mana. He says, here, I'm giving you $100 bill, hiskashli b'mana. V'nimtze mana chas dinner. And it turned out it was a chas dinner. It wasn't a $100 bill. It was a $100 coin. And the coin was missing a dinner. The weight was missing a dinner. So is it mekadeshes or not? That's what kash milva means, because you really owe her that. Is that mekadeshes? Mar savar kasifle milsla mitvei. She's never going to be tevei that last dollar. It's, you know, 1%. She's not going to be embarrassed to say, by the way, you owe me that dollar. Well, mar savar loikes le milsla, she will be tevei it. And that's the machlokes, mekadeshes is not. But by mecher, everyone agrees when it comes to business, business is business. You always ask for that one thing. You're not going to be embarrassed. When you sell them $100, you ask for the last $100. That's the way it works. So Akapon, that's why it's kind of over here. So Avada, you gave her something. The problem is you're missing something here. So maybe because you're missing something here, there's no smichas das because she's embarrassed to ask for the rest. Akapanim, that's the machlekes. You give someone a vatzal, it's on it, and it does not work. Here we're talking about a case where you gave her a monachas of dinner. And by mecha, everyone agrees that works. So you tell me like this, that if you give someone a isha mana, chas dinner, it's machlekes. We had earlier on the Masechta of Eloh Adam Rabbi Loza, we had on Daf Chesam and Aleph, we had Rabbi Loza Shita, Skachi mana, if you mekadesh a isha b'mana, and also a dinner, you gave her $1 down payment, ha-reizu mekadeshas, v'yashim, you paid up the rest. Here we see him whole machlekes. Le mekat tanoyim, is that machlekes tanoyim?
How
Amri, why is that relevant?
You gave her just a dinner.
Right. So why is the difference? Why is the difference? So what's the difference? What's the difference?
She's not going to be
as that. Oh, because so much money. And for the Gemara, Amri, mono chas a dinner. If it's mono chas a dinner, ksif le'el mil slamitvah. I already gave the sneak preview when I said it's $1, 1%. Yeah, it's 1%. He's not going to be my teveya. Mono chas dissimitation is missing 99%. Like ksif le'el mil slamitvah. There, she already asked for it, and therefore it's not a kasha on Rab Elazar. Very good. Meisveh. Meisveh. Meisveh, I'm asking you a kasha now. So what? It's not Mekash Milva. So it's not Mekash. Why is it called Milva in the Brice? That's he asking. So Teretz is going, oh, you still that $1. Oh, you're at 1%. That's the Milva. I owe the Isha
1%.
I'm Mekash with the whole mana. Mekash with the whole mana. Mekash with the whole mana. The whole $100. Yeah. Mekash with that 1% also. I'm Mekash with the whole thing. So I said, because, you know, Shaila's, when she takes 99, she's saying, yeah, I'm going to get the other one also, so I'm fine with it. But that's why that's just cool. It's not a regular havala. It's on it, no, but it has a certain aspect of milva. Huh? Yeah, that's what it's milva. That's the one. That's the one. It's called milva. That's the one. It's not milva like tzav, but it's also the one. Yeah. Meisvei. Ha'im le'isha. It's gashli. B'pekadon she'ashi v'yadcha. If you tell the isha, v'kashi v'pekadon she'ashi v'yadcha. We're going to ask now kashis on this dinam. M'kash milva enim v'kadesh. We're going to talk about that. So we have here a case like this. You tell Isha, his scotch becomes just the yodach. You know, I dropped off a gold watch at your house. You know what? Keep it. V'holchos, now, if it's be'en, it's pasha, it's a kedushin, because I'm giving her something. It was not hers, that pekadon. It was not like it's all, definitely not like it's all. So there, if I gave her that, if I gave her, I let her keep the watch now, it's pasha, that's a kedushin. But here the case was, v'holchom atzatz shenigna v'shenevad. They went, they found, it was stolen. It wasn't here anymore. Maybe she owes the money, but it was stolen. If there's left, then it's Mekadashas, because then it's Mekadim, Lava in Mekadashas, and not Mekadashas. So, Milva, by Halva, even if there's nothing left, it's Mekadashas, it's Mekadashas. Wow, sounds like Mekash Milva works. And Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishum Rameyer, Rav Shimon Elazar says Mishum Rameyer, Milva Reik of Mekadim, the same din as Mekadim, which means that if it's Nishtai or Shavapruta, good, if not, not. So at kan loy pligi el de masov a milva afgav loy shtaymer shav bruto. The whole machlekes only is, does something have to be left? One man says even nothing left, it works, it's kedushin. A masov and a shtaymer shav bruto and v'loy and a shtaymer shav bruto loy. And all my holes, you know, you have to have leftover shav bruto. Aval tekuli ama, everyone agrees because one of the kadeshas. Looks like everyone agrees with kadeshas, right? Because here it says, the first one says, milva, it's always mekadeshes. Obviously, you have to have a shavuot left. But either way, it's avah. When I gave you the $100, it was loitzonit, no. It was few to use. And still was saying, if something left, it's mekadeshes. And even if you want, nothing left, it's mekadeshes. So it's mamas, you blew Rav out of the water. Both mandiyam over here hold that it's mekadeshes. So after Gemara, Omarava, Vatizbro, Materesta, you think this price makes sense? Homoshavesti, the brisa is very shver. Why is it shver? Because high pekadon hechidom. What exactly is the case of pekadon? What was her responsibility for this pekadon? Either kabbal olah achrayas, if she has a achrayas on it, that if it gets stolen, she has to pay it. Hainu milva. So then, why does it say that if you went and found nothing left, it's not mekadeshas? It's avah then. She owes the money. We said mekadesh milva works right now, we're saying. We're saying right now, Mekash Milva works with nothing left. For the first one, the Yama. But it says, by Vekadun, if you have something left. Well, what's the case? Does she owe the money? If she owes the money, is that worse than Hava? Well, so why? Well, give you Hava is better? Why is better?
I don't give you anything now.
But you didn't give me anything now, but it says by Milva, it says it works. The bright says by Milva works. The Milva, Afi, you didn't give me anything now. It works. For some reason, Milva works. So here it's a work. So that's what Rav is asking. I don't understand you. If Vekalach Rai is Hainu Milva, and Milva works. You can even ask also, how does milva work also? It's a good question. The Gemara have to answer that also. Or b'chlal, how milva works. If it's no kavah chrayis, and that's why we're saying you have to have shavah pruta, yihachi adetani seifa, that the seifa says a milva, api shaloi nishtar men shavah pruta mekadeshes, nifloi mishtar the day. You can already be mechalik in pekadon itself. They need something left over. Shloi kibla ala chrayis, when you're not mekavah chrayis. Aval kibla achrayis, if you're mekabel achrayis, afikav lo yishtayim min hashav pruto mekadeshes. Even if it's not left over hashav pruto, it's mekadeshes. So, if Teretz is, you're saying that you're not mekabel achrayis, that's why by pekadon you have something left over. Okay, so be mechalik in pekadon itself. You don't have to go to milva, new case. Because the whole point is, they were saying about milva, even though nothing left, and once you're responsible, it's a kedushin. And we also don't understand why it would be a kedushin. So Gemara says, so Rava says, you have to say nupsha on the braisa, and it'll stim very good with Rav. El tritzachi, it's the opposite. That pekadon has to be something left, why I need something bad. Uvemilva zok the brisa in the first man the yama. Af a piece in a shtayim in a shorbrut. Even there is left over. Ein mekadeshas, not mekadeshas. And Rav Shimon Loza, I mean, no. Moshe Rameya, milva reik a bekodin. And milva is like a bekodin. Milva is like a bekodin that it has to have left over. So what we're holding right now is like this. We step shot in the brisa is that with that milva is always like sonnet. No, you can't make house milva. Like Rav. Here we're talking about a pekodon is, if you're left over, it's good. Everyone agrees. If you have left over, come, give me something. Give me the last thing left over. The shalos by milva, it's nothing to do, right? Milva, there, alpha p, that is left over, it doesn't work. Rav Shimon Loza says, you know what, by milva also, if it's left over, I'll allow it. And we'll have to see why. We have to see what's pshat in that, because l'chara, because milva doesn't work. And he says, so why was left over help? So we'll see in a second why, what's the machlokes, Rav Shimon Bar Loza and Tanakhama. But we are coming out over here, that's nothing to do with Adam Kashmil, and we'll have to see what the machlokes, Shimon Bar Loza and the Tanakhama is.